from the top of Morning Thang Mountain. Transmitting across Virginia and around the world. The K92 Morning Thang.
Oh, man. We made it. Got that feeling. That feeling like when you've left a little piece of an old ribeye steak and it's fat underneath your pillow and the tooth fairy still gave you money. That's the vibe. Yes. Hooray with those vibes. You could maybe just slice off a little sliver of steak every weekend.
There you go.
Get yourself a little payday.
Prepare yourself.
Just a tiny bit of a payday.
All the time. Ugh. Weekend in the house, ready to roll. Monica's already been to the gym this morning, Antoine. Workout shaming us today.
Well, I didn't work out. I went and just popped in for a weigh-in.
Oh, so, all right. So you did do the weigh-in because I wasn't sure. Yeah. Today is actually, this is true reason to celebrate because today is the end of Monica's fitness challenge.
Yes.
We have all endured Monica's fitness challenge for the last 6 weeks. And today was finally the day.
And so lost some weight.
Okay,
I was upset, yes, but I was upset because I lost a little bit of muscle. I'm like, I lost muscle. Like, where did my muscle go and how did that happen? Because I'm always... you know, throwing up the weight.
Mm-hmm. Cause see, I'm really confused because I thought you always went to the gym.
Always
in the morning.
Well, oh no, no. Usually it changes because sometimes I go early, sometimes I go in the midday, sometimes I go in the afternoon.
Sounds like an appropriate Monica schedule right there.
Yeah, I don't really have a set schedule.
I was under the impression, so I need to go and apologize to a lot of people because I lied to them because people like ask about our daily routines and stuff. Mm-hmm. I was like, well, Monica's always killing it. Because Monica always wakes up and goes to the gym, like before the show.
Oh.
So I didn't realize that you stopped doing that and you didn't let us know.
Now, Antoine, Monica is always killing it before the show. Sometimes she's going to the gym. Sometimes it is a person. Sometimes it's a possum. Sometimes it's
that
her
possum
own,
wasn't me on brand.
Her own children's hopes and dreams. Like, she's killing it.
Right,
it just changes every day.
Yeah, I mean, but I am going every day to get that workout. And I love throwing up the weight. And so I was
sometimes it is actually throwing up, so you don't know.
Maybe, yeah. Yeah, but I lost muscle.
I
hate the scale. I really do. The scale, period. Just getting on the scale. Antoine doesn't hate the scale.
I randomly weighed myself this morning.
Why?
Like, I never do that, but I just random. Why does that just upset you so much?
You're just smiling about it. Go ahead.
Just to paint a picture before Antoine continues with whatever it is that's going to get him in trouble with Monica. as soon as he talked about the scale, you sort of took this lean back, where you're looking at him very aggressively.
He never needs a scale.
Which I have to agree that, let me do that too.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
All the way back. Can't I know how much I weigh?
No.
Like, why is that not something I'm allowed to know
about
myself?
Did you feel like you gained or lost weight?
No, I was just curious because I don't weigh myself often. So I just got on there and I was like, okay.
Zach, he looks forward to the doctor's scale.
That makes sense. I wouldn't say I look forward to it. I don't. I'm not hesitant. Whatever. I'm not hesitant about
it. He's the only person who gets on the doctor scale and a green light just comes on. They're like, good job. Way to go.
Oh, that's why when I step on it, confetti comes out the side.
You're like the 1 millionth customer every time. They're like, woo. All the rest of us, the nurse goes,
I know. And I'm taking my keys out, my lint balls out my pockets and everything else trying to help on the scale.
I have one of those like doctor scale cards. You guys have that? Like you hole punch it. And then after every 10 measurements, every 10 weights, you get the 11th one free.
Hey, Monica, I've got an idea of what you can do for killing it today. If you would like to kill it, I have an it suggestion if you want to get in on that. So the weigh-in successful on the muscle mass thing, was it a lot, just a tiny bit?
It was a tiny bit, yeah. Lost 2 pounds of muscle, though.
God, I feel like it's beef-related. I'm just saying.
Why do you know? Why do you feel it's muscle that you lost?
Oh, because we did a full body scan and it showed that I had lost like 2 pounds of muscle. She was like, nothing to be too concerned about.
Where do you think you lost it at?
I don't know.
Like, do you think it's like in your ankles? Maybe in your cheekbones. Like, where do you think you lost? Where have you been lazy lately?
I don't know.
I like how you're looking at your body
right now.
Where are you weak? What's going on?
I did do another body scan. Did I lose it?
And you know what, Monica? I don't appreciate this language when people say things like, well, I wouldn't be too concerned. Well, what does that mean? Okay, either you're concerned or you're not. So, just have a small amount of concern.
Your body changes and stuff like that. And I'm like, Do I need a doctor to tell? Like, why, where'd my muscle
I'm
go?
I'm gonna be watching you every time, like you move and you walk by me to see where your weakness now lies, in case I need to retaliate at some point.
Too concerned. Get out of here. It's like when you go to the dentist and they're like, "Well, keep an eye on your enamel." I'm like, "You keep an eye on my
exactly.
enamel.
You get paid.
I don't know how to keep an eye on my enamel.
What is my enamel?
you went to enamel school, all right? Fix it. Good Lord, don't lecture me. Fix it. That's what you're here for.
Give me my muscle back.
That's right. What I want to hear. Is you tell me what to do, and I'm going to do it. Well, you nailed it on the weight, though. So it was, you know what it was? It was bad muscle.
It was
bad
muscle?
Like good cholesterol there's and good, bad cholesterol.
There's good and bad muscle.
Yeah, it's LDL muscle.
Oh.
It's butt muscle. It's stupid. Right. It's useless. Oh. Idiot muscle. I don't know. What could possibly go wrong when you have this scenario here? Drunk husband, pregnant wife, drunk husband opens his mouth. Oh, yeah. This is going to go great. Great idea.
Miss Monica's Diamond of the Day.
Yeah, with all the family present because they want to,
Of course.
Yeah, so he's been drinking with the fam and he wants to celebrate, and, you know, because he's going to be a father soon, father-to-be, and got the mom right there. Yeah, yeah, he decided he wanted to give a toast.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because, you know, you get drunk and then you want to stand up, talk to everyone, give a toast. Let's give a toast.
Oh, Lord. It's nothing better than a drunk toast.
Mm-hmm. So he says, I hope, because they're expecting a daughter.
Mm-hmm.
He says, so he opened up a bottle of champagne and poured a drink. And he says, I wish that our daughter to be, you know, healthy, happy, but look nothing like her. And pointed to his wife, and everyone laughed. There's no recovery there.
Oh, and everyone laughed?
And people laughed.
Is she funny looking?
You know what? Wait, time out. That's a legitimate question. I feel like in these moments, we automatically jump into it too quickly. And we're like, you know what? How dare you say that? How offensive that is. It could be true.
Right.
Like, it could be, like, factual information.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, well, she was left upset because, you know, everyone
But again,
chuckled.
You know, before you immediately say, how dare you say that about your wife, Gollum? Like, you should be able to
We don't
see.
Have a picture. There's no picture in the article, no. But now, she doesn't say anything about her features.
Let me be clear. 0.0001% chance that he should have said it anyway.
Right.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't think that you can...
What if he married a cyclops, you know? Just think of it that way.
Well, me and one of my friends, like, years ago, got into, like, a little bit of a beef.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, when we were growing up, like, we took care of ourselves, like, physically.
Yeah.
Right? Like, as far as, like, the outfits that we chose and everything like that. Like, you would rarely see us out in public not looking, you know, fairly decent or whatever, right? And he went off and, you know, got married and et cetera, et cetera. And so he let himself go a little bit.
Well, you know what happens.
And then when I saw him, like, we were going back and forth joking, and I was like, man, you look homeless. And, like, it was hilarious, right? Like, everybody was dying laughing, and he got super upset. And I'm like, but did I lie? Like, you know, I love you as a brother, but did I lie?
Well, that's why he was upset, yes.
Right.
I didn't lie, though. Yeah. No. I just let him know.
But
that's motivation.
You should have pulled him aside. Like,
I didn't want to touch him like he slept under a bridge.
I would say the fact that you dropped a quarter into his cup while he was drinking was extra hurtful.
In his coffee.
Anton, I'm going to have to add just a little extra because we need to, we're woke here on the show.
We are.
Oh, yeah. We are wokesters and we want to be upset about things. So something you said there was very offensive to Monica.
Okay.
And I'm going to need you to change it from now on.
I will. Oh. I will. What is it?
You said that you and your friend had a beef with each other.
Oh.
We can no longer say that around here because that is meat shaming.
Oh, that's right.
Yes.
That's right.
So we're going to, from now on, if you have a dispute with someone, I need you to say that you have a meat made out of wheat with them.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Okay. I like that better, actually.
Okay. Gal's going to be like, you want me to say a Beyond beef or something, but okay.
Or just even like we all Beyond with each other.
Yes.
You know, whatever it is. We only have plant-based disputes around here from now on, okay?
Mm-hmm.
We are woke. Good morning. Let us know what we're supposed to be offended about today because we need to go ahead and do that. And now we're going to save your life.
Helpful life tips. And then there's Miss Monica. Maybe helping one person. It's time for Fang Hacks on K92.
With hackeration.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Right, maybe not save your life. Maybe not even make it better. But you know what? We will talk.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
We could do that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm down to talk.
We can do that.
Simple enough.
So baby names is a thing that people
you spend a lot of time in a lot of cases. Actually, I think some people don't spend any time on their baby name.
Mm-hmm.
Your mother actually, when Monica, you were born, kind of just looked around the room.
She didn't know if I was going to be a boy or girl. She's like, okay, got a girl. What month is it? It's April. Her middle name is April.
Yep.
There you go.
Yeah.
Easy,
so my
though.
Sister, yeah, my sister, like, named me.
You shouldn't overthink it. Mm. Don't overthink it. First thing that comes to you. There you go. Vending machine.
And Antoine, like, it tells the story of a day. Like, you know everything that happened on that day. Like, if Monica's name was Tornado April Bagel, like, you knew everything
you
that happened
that
on that
was
day.
Crazy.
I had a bagel. I got to tell you what. What a day. But, you know, you want to test it out, but you also want to keep your baby name a secret in most cases.
Mm-hmm.
I recommend always never tell anyone your baby name. Because then that just saddles them with the responsibility of having to tell you that it sounds perfectly fine, even if it doesn't.
I told
them.
You, with Hendrix, his name was ruined. His original name was going to be Maximus Steele.
Okay, there are exceptions to every rule. Sometimes okay. It's okay.
But see, I think you thought too hard about it. If you wouldn't have thought about it, or just ask somebody else. That's also the option.
Yeah. Wasn't Goliath an option
yes,
for
was.
A while?
Yeah.
He does kind of throw Goliath vibes just a little. Kind of should have been his middle name. Hendrix Goliath.
Or Hercules. I accepted that as well.
Yeah. Anyway, so if you don't want to tell your family, here's a little hack you can do is the next time you go, like, get coffee,
mm-hmm.
and you know they say, what's the name? Give him the baby name.
Oh.
So
okay.
So you give him the baby name because it tells you a few things. Can they spell it? That'd be the first one. And if you want to get all cuckoo with it, then you realize they can't spell it. Can they pronounce it when the order's ready?
Mm-hmm.
Do they say Goliath instead of Goliath, you know? And how will other people react when they hear the name? What does it sound like out loud?
Mm.
So there you go. That's your little hack.
Okay.
So, I mean, just imagine. This would have helped here in the situation too, Monica, because if they had to bark out Maximus Steele, you know it would have sounded weird. Everybody in there would have been like, what?
What?
Hearing it announced would have stood out to you.
Yeah.
Man,
true.
He would have had to have worn a cape every day. Like, that's a lot of capes.
Every day
to have
of his life.
Every day.
Or a lot of push-ups.
Yep.
Yeah.
He likes push-ups.
Oh, that's true. He does enjoy
it. He pushed up to his room yesterday.
Did he now?
Yeah, he was in the living room. He just pushed up all the way to his room. So I'm like, I don't know.
He may legally change his name to Maximus Steele Goliath at some point. Who the heck knows? Antoine's going to help us kill some time.
Yeah, because, you know, we find ourselves like, waiting. So, like, for example, Monica, you know, she had some car stuff yesterday. Mm-hmm. So you had to go drop your car off and handle that. Or
just sitting there.
You go to the doctor's, you have a doctor's appointment. You're waiting in the waiting room. And the worst thing in a waiting room, any waiting room, is feeling like you have to make small talk with the other people in there because the magazines suck.
Ugh.
Like, they have the worst magazines in waiting rooms.
I don't care. I would read American Proctology Monthly over having some sort of conversation with the people that are in the waiting room.
In the waiting room with you.
Man, I will read the sign on the wall over and over again. A shampoo bottle. I don't care what it is.
Well, I have a website that's going to help you kill time.
Okay.
It's called thisismywebsitenow.com.
All right.
thisismywebsitenow.com, and it's a bunch of random games, not even like games that cause you to think or anything. So, like, for example, if you go to it, there's a game on it called Random Tap, and all it is, you click that game, and there's a circle on the screen or a square, and you press it, and then it moves somewhere else, and you press it, and seeing how many times you can press it before 20 seconds is up.
There you go.
And then it gives you a high score, and then you're just trying to beat the score.
Oh, I'm doing it now. I'm just tapping.
There's another one that says increase cuteness. You click on that one. Every time you refresh the screen, it's like puppies or little piglets or kittens.
Taps.
I'm going to go to what Monica would probably hone in on as evil squares.
Oh, I haven't clicked that one yet.
Oh.
Let's see. What is
I just did the taps.
Okay. I need a phone. That's what's going on here.
Yeah. Some of the things you need to play on your phone versus a computer. But yeah, so
maybe that's what evil squares is you go to the game and it doesn't work. You're like, I can't figure out what's going on. Oh, that's evil squares. There you go.
Mm-hmm.
This is my website now. .com is the website to go to waste time.
And now we go to Evil Squares.
All right.
Evil Squares for the block.
When you talk about squares, I'm going to talk about your basement and how to brighten up your basement if you don't have any windows.
Okay.
You know.
Because a lot of people don't.
Some people don't.
You either have no windows or you have those.
Little tiny things.
The world's most useless windows, which I guess are just in case your house is flooding. Like, that's the only reason to have those windows.
Yeah. Well, I guess you just go to a window shop, Home Depot or something like that, and you purchase some windows.
Okay.
Uh-huh. And so you're going to frost the glass, and you're going to put some LED lights right behind it and just prop them up. prop up on a wall. It will brighten up your basement. See, it may actually work for someone.
I believe that is actually a design thing that people will do with the backlighting and everything, though I imagine it's slightly more than lean the window up against the wall and throw a light
bulb. Hang it up on the wall, and it'll give that, you know, that vibe.
Okay.
Of light.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're not.
So I think it kind of helps someone.
So you don't feel like you're in a dungeon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some people like the dungeon feel, but I don't.
Monica
brightness.
Loves a good dungeon feel.
Here.
You turn every room in this building into the dungeon.
Oh my gosh. We have one room where it is so bright. Antoine told me it was bright, and I turned the lights on. I couldn't see.
I love it.
It's too bright.
I'm so excited to go into that room every single time.
Yeah, Monica goes in the complete opposite direction, though. And I came in. She was in the room the other day, Antoine, and she had all the lights set to dungeon, and she had the blinds pulled, and it was super dark in there. And she said, the first thing she says to me when I walk in, she goes, oh, I'm getting tired. I don't know why. You made it night time in here. I wonder why.
Yeah, but I like to work in dark.
Put on some meditation music, and that would have been the end of it. And then Antoine on the other hand, he wants to make it look like
heaven.
Yes.
Yes.
Could you imagine heaven is like?
I was thinking of every time they would try to see Eleven on Stranger Things when she was in her asylum room and you turn the lights on.
Yes.
You know, when someone's in the crazy house.
That's how I want it. I want it bright.
Talk to Antoine. I was like looking in the corner. I thought I seen a harp.
Sing the next line. Now we are going to sing the next line. me.
Yes.
I like
what I'm hearing.
New York. Yes. We are warmed up. Mm. The pipes cleared.
Yep.
Ready to do this. Antoine is going to present us with a workout song.
And then
we're going to try to sing the next line for you. And let's see. Our first person hung up. So let me put that person on hold. Abby. Hi, Abby.
Hi. Good morning.
Hi. Good morning. What do you have going on this weekend, Abby?
Are traveling this weekend.
All right, let's see. She says we, and they're traveling.
Yes.
But she didn't immediately say, like, oh, we're going on vacation or whatever. So, Antoine, what do you think we is traveling for?
I think they are going to a graduation this weekend.
Okay, you believe so. Monica, what do you think?
I think they're going to visit family.
Okay.
But in a fun location, so
okay.
She's like, we're traveling.
I'm going to go with travel softball tournaments.
Okay.
That's mine. All right, Abby, what is the traveling?
We are visiting friends in Colorado.
Oh, okay. Monica's closest. We'll go with that. That's big traveling there.
I thought just going to like Greensboro.
I was like, Vinton. Okay, so who would you like to sing the next line of a workout song for you, Abby? You have Monica, you have Zach.
Monica for sure.
All right. Oh, Monica for sure.
Monica for sure. Go.
All right, faux show. Let's see what we have.
All right, Monica. Every time I say Monica's name, she just looks at me weird, so it causes me to freeze up. All right, Monica, I need you to sing the next line of Salt and Pepa's hit song, Push It.
All right.
Okay.
I feel like you grew up listening to this one.
I did, so yeah. So
yeah, that's
pressure.
When you're like, oh, yeah, I know that. Wait, I don't know anything outside of the word I.
Because you like
push
it. You know, push it at the gym and stuff.
I do.
Push it real good. Let's see what we got. Salt and Pepa's here, and we're in effect. Want you to push it back.
So come on, girls, and push it.
I'd like to add, I believe it is because we the fun number one in the hot sun. I'm quite sure on that one.
All right, one of you guys is closer than the other. Spoiler alert, it's not Monica. All right, let's hear the lyric.
All right, and mine is for entertainment purposes only, but I think I know.
How to become number one in a hot party show.
In a hot party show.
No,
Abby, if I remember it correctly from the 80s, had something to do with it. Because we the fun number one in the hot sun.
And I like that.
I like it too.
Yeah.
That's a good summer song.
You know what?
There.
That's why Salt and Pepper never amounted to anything after the song. Because they didn't do it right. Boo. All right.
Sorry, Abby.
Sorry about that.
That's all right. Thanks for playing.
She's like, I'm going to Colorado for a week.
She's like, I'm leaving you people anyway. Whatever. Probably got a good radio show in Boulder. Whatever. Get them out. All right. Thank you very much. Let's move on to the next one, which means I make this go down and I make this go up. Sing the next line. We do this right here. We have Brandy. Hey, Brandy.
Hey.
All right, it's me and you in this one.
And I was close-ish on the last one. Mm-hmm. But let's see if I can be all the way close on this one. What do we got, Antoine?
All right. Well, the goal when you work out mm-hmm. is to become stronger. Mm. So, Zach, I need you to sing the next line of Ye's, mm-hmm. formerly known as Kanye West, as Ye's hit song, Stronger. Right.
Kanye-Zy in the house, Stronger. I have heard the song, Brandy, I believe 100 million times. So I should be able to do this. Mm-hmm. Let's see what we got. Sing the next line is this.
I'm tripping. I'm caught up in a moment, right? Because it's Louis Vuitton dine night. So we're going to do everything the kind like. Heard they do anything for a Klondike. Well, I'll do anything for a blunt. And she'll do anything for the limelight.
I always get distracted by that other line.
There's a lot going on right there.
Well, I'll do anything for a blunt. Uh-huh. And she'll do anything for the limelight.
And I'm take it to you all night.
Okay, that's the line.
And I'm going to take it to you all night. All right, that's what we're listening for.
I was distracted. This is unfair. It's an unfair distraction. Boo, fine. All right. Let's see if I got it. What are we listening for?
And we can do it all night.
I just want to see if you were listening to me. Let's see what we got. The answer is...
And we'll do anything when the time's right.
Oh, that wasn't
you. Close.
I was close.
You were close. And we'll do anything when the time's right.
Almost doesn't count.
Wow, that was rude.
And you're also a loser at this game. Thank you very much. All right, Brandy, apologies as well. Let's see if we can do it this time.
All right.
Oh, man.
Final one. Let's see who we have. This is a lot. You're live on the radio. What's your name?
Debbie.
All right. Debbie's excited. We're all excited.
We're
for
excited
Debbie.
For Debbie.
Debbie, who do you want to sing the next line for you? Is it Monica or is it Zach? We are both equally terrible so far.
I'm going to go with Zach.
Okay. Let's see if I can be slightly less terrible. What do we have, Antoine?
All right. After you leave the gym, mm-hmm. you are all, you know, euphoric feelings and all mm-hmm. of that. You're sexy and you know it. So I need you to sing the next line to LMFAO's. Sexy, I mean, and I know it.
Okay, let's see. Come on, words I know. Come on, words I know.
When I walk in the spot, this is what I see. Everybody stops and is staring at me. I got passion in my pants, and I ain't afraid to show it.
Sexy, and I know it.
All right, we're listening.
Wait, what?
Remix.
I got too excited.
All right, so we're listening for And I'm Sexy and I Know It.
I'm sexy and I know
yes,
it.
Yes, I am.
Congratulations.
I'm sexy and I know it.
Such a fun song.
Oh, I love this song.
It's such a fun song.
They need to come back. We need more of them.
Yeah. When I'm at the mall, it really just
and with something else, la, la, la. And we don't have any more. That's all we had.
All I'm saying is, I don't know if your Happy Hour Triple Play songs are set in stone.
but that's a good one.
There could be, you know, an adjustment
it's
made.
Like,
that's all I'm saying.
Know, lists and rules and things. And I you know what? I will take that under advisement.
All right, but shout out to Debbie.
All right,
Debbie
shout
Cakes.
Debbie, you are the winner.
Little yeah. Debbie.
Debbie Cakes.
Debbie Cakes.
Debbie, do you like being called Debbie Cakes?
No, not really.
Okay.
Oh!
The K92 Morning Thang, trending top three, number three.
They're asking people, how much money do you have to be rich?
Hmm.
Like, what do you think, you know, how much money do you have
rich.
To, like, how much money do you have to make a year to be considered rich?
Ooh. Mm. I'm guessing.
What do you guys think? Well, like for you,
be actually like be rich,
like rich, rich, whatever you,
she's
whatever
rich.
That means.
I was like $2.5 million
a year.
A year.
Wow.
I was thinking like $750,000, like per year to yeah. be rich after a while, because then you invest some of it, et cetera, mm-hmm. et cetera.
Yeah, I'm lower than the two of you. I'd say about $500,000.
Okay.
If somebody makes $500,000, I'd be like, you're rich right
yeah.
there. Meanwhile, Monica, you have to be Tiger Woods.
You are rich, rich. Like,
$2.5 million. I believe you have Leave No Doubt yeah. on that one, okay? What's interesting when you look at it is it totally varies by generation, because Gen Zers, the younger ones,
mm-hmm.
$394,000 a year.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. They're rich. Okay. Millennials, $720,000.
Which is what I am.
Gen Xers, $887,000. And then the boomers say you have to make $1 million a year.
Oh. So I'm a boomer?
Mm, yes,
based
you are.
Based off of that.
Yeah.
Actually, you're twice the
yeah,
boomer.
And then some.
So I'm a soul?
No. Monica's generation ghost. And they all say you are quote unquote rich if you have about $1 million in savings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. At least.
So everybody
else. According to Monica.
Everybody else feeling poor today? just checking in there. Yeah.
Number two.
I thought y'all millennials would enjoy this one right here. They had a list of TV and movie characters that millennials probably had a crush on.
TV and movie character. Okay.
Like I saw one on here and I knew Antoine right away. It's at number 8 on this list, but it felt much higher for Antoine. Lola Bunny.
Oh, man.
Good gracious, man.
I think I had a crush on Lola Bunny.
Let me tell you. If young Antoine could have been animated. Oh, yeah. Man.
Just staring.
Listen.
Your eyes would just bug out of your head real
so
quick.
So curvy. A little poor, cottontail on it. Look at that thing.
Poor Antoine wake up every morning like this. Oh, when I wake up in the morning, I will be a cartoon. When I wake up in the morning, I will be a cartoon. No!
Oh, man.
Yep.
Yes, Lord.
Let's see. Monica, what about Brendan Fraser in The Mummy? George of the Jungle.
Oh, he was all right. He was all right. I had a crush on Hercules.
Yes, Kevin Sorbo.
Yeah, I loved him.
It was Hercules, his wife. That's it.
Everybody loved Kevin Sorbo.
He looked like a poor man's Hulk Hogan back then.
Wow. With hair. Why you gotta say that? He wanted
to talk about your bunny.
You did support with
your
Lola.
And Antoine, you had a crush on a cartoon. I mean,
she was
that.
Hot. She was drawn to perfection.
Let's see some other ones. Topanga.
Yes, she was a hottie.
Yeah,
especially Topanga's. Like season 3 on. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I also enjoyed the fun fact about Topanga is after Boy Meets World, she hosted a show called Pants Off Dance Off.
I remember that show.
There was some Canadian MTV, whatever it was called. I don't even know what it has become now. Yeah. I have no idea what the channel used to be called, but it was a music video thing, and it was like a Saturday night. It was called Pants Off Dance Off, and she would host Pants Off Dance Off.
Okay.
Oh, yes. Kimberly the Pink Ranger, Mighty Morphin.
Yes. Oh, yeah, people love her.
Devin Sawa as Casper the Friendly Ghost in human form.
No.
Got nothing for you on that
one. Nobody should like Casper, that's why.
No.
That head.
You got Zach Morris and Kelly Kapowski.
Yeah.
Saved by the Bell. And JTT, Home Improvement, Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
Oh,
yeah,
Simba.
He was cute.
Yeah, and Leo. Leo Titanic, of course. So there's your little millennial list.
Number one.
All right, this baby formula thing is just stupid.
A mess.
It's a mess. It is a hot mess. We really, and I can't believe I'm saying this, did we learn nothing from toilet paper?
No.
Yeah. We learned nothing.
Absolutely nothing.
We learned nothing as a people, and we just dive right back in and do the same stupid stuff. I mean, this one's another level, too, with the baby formula because the government is screwing it up just left and right. And I don't care what side you're on. Both sides are screwing it up, so don't go blaming the other one. You've both screwed this up, and it's a nightmare.
Yeah, and I've seen people post, and if I was a new mom, I would be in a panic. I can imagine I would be in a panic because
totally
Ava was on special formula for the longest time.
Right. And then what do you do if you don't have it? And that's exactly what's going on. And then you have situations like this. Like this one's going viral because a woman was at Target and she sees another mom with every single can of formula.
Come on.
Took all 20 of them. So she confronted her.
You have a full cart. Look at all of this.
Because I need to
look at the shelves. You don't think I need it for my baby, too?
Exactly.
I want to take that to
But
this
still,
one.
This is the whole reason why there's a formula shortage. Mm-hmm. You take all the formula off the shelf and buy it all at once. And there's kids who need formula today who won't be able to get it because you just bought it to stock up.
Yeah.
Why is that allowed?
And I would like to point this out and use it at your own discretion.
Mm-hmm.
But it is not illegal to take something out of somebody else's shopping cart.
Well, you know.
Just to be clear.
But just know that things, you know, the consequences.
I know. That's what I said.
Things will be escalating.
Yes.
Use at your own discretion.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But there is nothing illegal about taking something out of somebody else's shopping cart.
You shouldn't
tell
me that because I kind of want to go to Target and take someone's mirror out of their cart. You know, like they probably purchased some random plant.
I mean, before they buy it.
Yeah, before they buy it. Yeah.
Okay.
Because you said that they bought.
You said that they purchased.
Oh, no, I didn't mean to do that.
Yeah.
Say that. No, not that.
shout out this dude. It's a restaurant in Dallas. But what he did, because part of this, again, it's so stupid. Like, you go to Canada, hey, we got baby formula laying around. That's the dumbest thing about all these shortages that drive me crazy, is it can be totally regionalized. One of my friends in California texted me the other day, and she said, "Do you guys have blueberries there? Because we don't have blueberries anywhere." I'm like, there's blueberries out the butt.
Everywhere.
Yeah. Everywhere. Too many blueberries. Mm-hmm. They're rotting in my fridge. And meanwhile, they can't find them anywhere. And then what happens is some dodo goes, "I'm going to buy all the blueberries. Come on, man. I'm going to get mine." This dude, he used his ability with food distributors, mm-hmm. because he can buy wholesale because it's a restaurant and everything, to buy baby formula, and then he just started giving it out for free.
Oh, very nice.
And, you know, it made sense, part of the reason why he did it.
I drove almost 45 minutes because
that's one of the people that drove.
I have a newborn at home, and I only got one more can.
It's important for me because during COVID, people just came out and helped us. Businesses would drop money off for the staff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. This is someone, you know, that during restaurant insanity, people are actually coming, being nice to the staff and all that. But yeah, I mean, idiots, please stop hoarding.
Yeah.
I'm talking, everybody who's listening to this is nodding their head going, yes, would they please? Even the ones who are the idiots that are doing it, because they're the ones that are in the left-hand lane. Mm-hmm. They're the ones that still have toilet paper, and they're the ones that will go get gas if they think we're going to run out of it, even though we're not going to run out of it. So have a nice day. Good morning, everybody.
Home of the week that was... Woo! Things we do, then we play clips of them, mm-hmm. and we're reminded of the things that we did and the things that we said.
Uh-huh.
That is how we do the top moments of the week. Sometimes we learn lessons. We open our mouths, Antoine. Actually,
yes.
you opened your mouth.
What did I do?
And then
I didn't do anything.
Well, you weren't thinking. You opened your mouth and you said that you would want Monica to donate part of her liver if you needed a liver. And then I pointed out to you that that would be a terrible idea.
Right.
Yeah, you don't want a piece of Monica's liver, because with her liver comes baggage.
No.
Yes, definite baggage.
We're being honest here, Monica. If I came to you about a liver 3 days ago, I would have expected your answer to be yes. 3 days ago.
Antoine, I don't think you should take it from her.
Why?
Why? Can you imagine? She going to hold that over you for the rest of her life?
I'm quitting this job. I'm leaving here. I can't be around her, because you're right, Jack.
I would check in on my liver and be like, how's my liver feeling? Mm-hmm. Can you?
New liver, who's this? New owner, who's this?
Yep. And I know Monica, then she'd get a hankering for liver and onions. So she'd be eating liver.
I would invite you over for dinner and have liver and onions?
Yep.
No.
How's my liver? How's mine doing? Because I was eating some other liver.
I said we'll be liver siblings.
I don't want to be that. I want you to give me your liver and then leave me alone.
No, because you have liver. We're liver connected.
Nope.
No.
Liverlings.
You're liverlings.
Liverlings.
She's right, Antoine. So if you're going to take it, you're going to be liverlings. I think you should just go ahead and stay yellow. If you just that yellow skin and just move on. Don't take her liver unless you're prepared to take the baggage that comes with it. And, Monica, I'm not sure why you'd even want to give him liver anyway.
Why?
Why? I didn't do anything.
Because he's a jerk. So do you want your liver to grow inside a jerk?
That feels awfully judgmental.
All his coworkers at the Salem Red Sox seem to think that he's a jerk.
Oh, yeah, Maggie, what you did to Maggie.
Oh, come
on. That's
right. To all of them, because Antoine went to wrestling, and all of his coworkers walked over to the Berglund Center. Meanwhile, Antoine.
Miles.
I went to my vehicle to drive. They went to do whatever to walk over. And as they are walking, I'm driving past them, and I see them. So I think it's nice for me to acknowledge them. So I rolled the window down, and I honked the horn. I was like, hey, guys. Yeah. Hey, see you over there.
Is that my bestie in a taxi?
Yep. And really, I just want to say thank you to them, because they were the ones that provided the ticket for me. So I really appreciate. Thank you so much, Stephen and Blair and Lior and Kayla and Joey and
all
Peyton.
Yep, all of them.
And all of them. And can't forget Maggie.
And Maggie.
Maggie's leg's still hurting. Still hurting today.
I saw Maggie yesterday at the game.
How's she doing?
She's doing good.
All right, good.
She's doing good.
Got Maggie. A little bit of a limp still from all that walking. Now, Antoine, the only way I will accept if you want to throw back into your jerky ways is if you get Monica's liver, then I do want you to drive by her house while taking a swig of Jack Daniels. You're like, I'm using your liver
right now. Thank you for helping out.
But hey, When Antoine has that liver, Monica, just know that your liver will be inside a very regal puppet, because that's what
Monica.
Antoine this week. Monica said that he's a puppet.
Your regal voice, Antoine, it weirds me out a little bit.
Yeah, we were doing, it was a Shakespearean edition of the Backwards Backwards game, and Antoine's, his regal voice just, it has like a puppet quality to it.
Your regal voice, Antoine, it weirds me out a little bit.
Why? I don't know. Why?
See, it doesn't sound as regal, I think.
I don't know. Yeah, it sounds like, keep going.
Today, in the Backwards game, it is Shakespearean.
I just don't think you'd make it on Game of Thrones. Like, they wouldn't pick you if you auditioned.
but a puppet? Like, you know?
A puppet.
Like a little puppet. Like, a regal puppet. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not a king, though. More like a prince.
You've said more disrespectful than that, so I'll take it. You're getting nicer, I guess. Yeah, what wasn't the worst thing you ever said to me.
It was a compliment.
It was a compliment.
How? In what world is telling somebody they sound like a puppet a compliment?
That puppet,
a fancy puppet.
Yeah, fancy puppet. Like, you know, Sesame Street, Mr. Rogers, all that. Those puppets were popular.
Here, listen.
Today, in the Backwards game.
Like, I do picture one of those puppets that it has a king crown on, and then it's like a green dinosaur. Just a little bit like that.
A green dinosaur.
Yeah, like alligator face.
Wasn't there like a set of puppets that went to like operas or something like that? Like, I feel like that's what you were making me out to be, which is still disrespectful.
Yeah. I don't know.
Who are they?
Like, today in the Backwards game.
Yes. Yeah, I can see it in the Backwards game. Mm-hmm. Yes, that big, the dinosaur.
Folks enjoy those puppets.
Yes. People love a good regal puppet.
Yeah.
Except for me as a kid, I hated puppets.
Well, you were scared of the puppets.
Oh, they scared the crap out of me.
I just wish you guys were nicer.
But only the ones that looked like people. So I'm nice to Antoine. I made you into
a green dinosaur.
I like. Yes, I would have liked you if you looked like a person.
See, like, I like the ones that look like people.
Oh, God, of course you did. Because you wanted me to just be afraid. Oh, my God. Lady Elaine Fairchild was the worst.
I like that.
It was like your aunt that pinched you that you didn't want to come near you at all the time. Hey, how's it going? This is why you're single. This is why no one ever married you. Scary.
Hey, feeling good.
So good.
And you stay here because you're feeling good. Throwing them Friday vibes
up in here.
And there's a lot of this. Sometimes certain Fridays have a bit of a theme to them because of what's going on in the world. So, Antoine, kick off that theme. Why are you feeling good?
I'm feeling good about all of the graduations that are going on right now, because when you think about it, that's such a huge accomplishment. It's not a day accomplishment. It's not a week accomplishment. It's been years.
Mm-hmm.
It's been just so much effort put into it. And to walk across that stage, given graduations are one of the most boring experiences ever in life.
Oh, my God.
But to walk across that stage, to be able to move your tassel to the other side of your cap, to be able to see your kid graduate, because parents are just as, you know, involved as the children are. Like, graduations are just amazing. Like, I'm so proud of everybody that's graduating or have graduated these past couple of weeks.
Yeah. And then, Monica, you know, you get awesome moments that Monica loves, like when you have celebrities that start giving graduation speeches, like your man, Adam Sandler, yesterday.
Adam Sandler.
Listen to Adam. He was at NYU. He's funny.
Parents, listen to me.
Parents.
You guys really messed up. You might be supporting these kids for a very long time. They are not leaving. They are not leaving the nest anytime soon. This is a tough business they chose, but there's still time to talk them out of it. I'm trying to talk my kids out of showbiz, and they know Adam Sandler. Moms and dads, if you ever want to make love alone in your house again, somehow slip your kid's headshot to Mr. Martin Scorsese before this event ends. He'll love it, I promise. He's probably going to take the back exit out of here, so make sure you get there before he does. And do not take no for an answer. That's how Leo's mom did it.
He's funny.
He is.
Yeah. So let's see. Last week of school, next week for Pulaski County. What else do we have? Congratulations to Caitlin Burke. So proud of you. Love, Mom. Eighth, good luck, eighth graders. Andrew Lewis Middle School, reading SOL today. Rock this test.
That's a long, boring one right
Mrs.
there.
Mrs. Graham says you're going to rock this test. And then in parentheses, not actually written here, it says she will cheat if needed just to make sure everybody passes. Sarah in Christiansburg, her son Alex graduating tomorrow, and it's his 18th birthday. So there you
nice.
Go.
Nice, congratulations.
Very nice. Last day of school, Jason Christiansburg. Somebody else, field trip to the playground and the pool, third grade at Waddell. Go Dogs!
Woo! Field trip to the playground.
Did I say playground? Yeah, playground and the pool.
Okay. At the pool?
Yeah. Okay, in the pool. Yeah.
But the playgrounds are fun.
Playground, like go outside.
Like outside.
Just go outside. They're
fun.
Throwing them Friday vibes. How you feeling, Monica?
I'm feeling good.
Are you? Okay, good, because that's the segment. So if you were like, I am mad. I hate everything.
No, I feel like good about my weekend and about the vegan meals that I plan on making, even though everyone else is not happy about them. I'm feeling good about them.
Feeling good, Lewis.
Yes. Yeah. And I want to enjoy some wine, too.
There's something to be said about lying to yourself.
There is.
And we appreciate that. Because you have to start until you believe. You have to keep lying to yourself.
Right. Yeah. The more, just remember, the more you lie, the more you'll believe it.
I'm going to enjoy some jackfruit.
Yeah.
That's it.
There you go.
Yeah.
I'm happy
for
you.
And it's going to be good.
There's really nothing else to say. That. Like, yep. Enjoy your jackfruit. Let us know how that jackfruit works out for you. Text 52353. Feel good. Family bowling tomorrow. We got Consetta in Pittsville next weekend, Memorial Day weekend. She going on vacation. Isaac vibes are that it's Friday, and he has a football game Sunday. Go Jags. Was he like in the USFL? I'll take it. Whatever.
Yeah, whatever. We're supporting.
Who's
touchdown.
Playing football right now?
I mean, the USFL is playing.
Well,
right
I know,
now.
But I'm going to wager that Isaac is not in the USFL. Maybe he is.
Maybe
I
there's
don't
like
know.
A flag football league going on
Maybe.
Or something.
This person says, feeling great because it's my birthday. So happy birthday to you, person who texted in because you didn't leave your name. Jamie in Roanoke, today's the last Friday of school, and 2/3 of school is on a field trip. I feel good because I have court this morning, and God is on my side. I'm listening to K92 the whole way there.
All right.
Good luck. Just remember, you can still listen to us in jail if you're in prison.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, just talk to the CEO.
Yep.
He'll hook you up.
We're big in jail. We're very popular there. Feeling good. Let's get Haley in here. Hi, Haley.
Hi.
Hi. How's it going?
I'm feeling good.
Okay. And why? Why are you feeling good?
Feeling good because I've got a really dope new haircut.
Oh, okay, good.
Okay, I like a dope haircut. Well,
and a new haircut, too, which is a big step for... I don't even want to say it's a big step for a woman because it's a big step for a man,
for
too.
Anybody.
You make a new hairstyle, what'd you do?
Listen, no, let's talk about it's a new haircut because of a man.
Ah.
I'm with my boyfriend, and I've got an amazing new haircut. He loved my long hair, so I chopped it all off.
Okay.
You showed him.
Did you put it in an envelope and mail it to him?
You know what? In retrospect, I should have.
Oh, man. That's all right. Well, good. Well, you enjoy. And it's going to be 950,000 degrees today, so it's a perfect day to not have long hair. So congratulations to you, Haley. Man, I'll tell you what. I am enjoying coaching 10-year-old baseball way too much
this
year.
Yes, you are.
Oh, my God.
You are, like, super pumped about it.
I was like, last night, because we were undefeated, and the other team was undefeated, and let's just say the Brew Crew is still undefeated, which is my team. Thank you very much. I was, like, thinking, who else can I text? Who else?
Yeah. Okay.
Some people drunk text. Like, who can I text in my phone to tell them I think they're hot? I'm like, who can I tell about 10-year-old baseball? Because I want to tell them right now.
That's a good thing. That's a great thing.
It is. And Antoine, you know, as someone who coaches kids where it's like when stuff starts to come together,
when it starts to click
and you're like, holy crap, they're listening. Like they're doing this. We're doing this, guys.
Yeah. And you're excited for them because of how happy they are.
Yep.
Yeah.
When they, especially in baseball, like when they make a hit or catch the ball or pitch a strike, like they are super, like it's, super.
It's
like,
I kind of got that feeling for my first time being a basketball mom, you know, and just watching the kids and watching Jared coach. And I'm like, this is pretty amazing.
Hey, we're pretty hot dad vibes when we coach those kids, aren't we?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
And and the crazy thing about being a coach of youth sports is when they stink, you drink. When they're successful, you drink.
Oh, yeah.
There's a lot of drinking going on.
We went over to my mother-in-law's house. It was late, you know, especially for me, 8:30, something like that, 8 o'clock, because she was going to feed the kids dinner and everything. And I walked in. This is my mother-in-law. So I said, you got alcohol in this house? Because I need some right now.
We need
now.
To celebrate.
We are celebrating right now. So shout out to the 10U Brewers in Roanoke and my other fellow coaches, David and Bill and Brandon. Really appreciate you guys. Brandon has texted in, Antoine, that that we're supposed to leave Monica alone because he taught Monica how to make jackfruit barbecue.
Oh, yes, Brandon, you did.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, he did. We went to South Carolina and we enjoyed some jackfruit.
Are we supposed to say congratulations?
I think so.
I don't want jackfruit
barbecue. You don't
want
to try jackfruit barbecue?
Oh, you know what? I was thinking, because I was going to buy a pork butt to do this weekend.
Wow.
So, no, but this works out perfectly.
Yeah,
now.
Listen.
You make some barbecue jackfruit on Sunday. Mm-hmm. I'll make real barbecue. We'll bring it in for a taste test on Monday.
Oh, come okay. on. All right, then.
All right. So, good.
All right.
We're in.
Let me tell you, spoiler alert, I know who's winning.
Hey, and Anton, look, this is very exciting for you. You're going to have a taste test where half of it's going to be fun.
Yay.
Let's see. We got a few more in here. Graduating preschool from Kling Elementary, is that what that is? VPI program? That's from mm-hmm. Nani. I'm just reading whatever it is. So if that was wrong, it's because you auto correct.
Oh, yeah, something wrong there.
Brooklyn, feeling good because it's my last day in my current industry, starting a new job in a new field on Monday. Oh. Finally. So there you go. My son and daughter-in-law are having a baby. That is
exciting.
Melissa. Feel good Friday because it's Mayfest at Laurel Regional Program in Lynchburg. So that's from Rachel. Last weekend of coaching 6 and 7-year-old girls soccer, and now I can plan weekends to go see my best friend. That's Tommy. That is mm-hmm. one thing, though. You talk about coaching, Antoine, how great it is. It is also fun when it ends.
Yeah, that last game. You're like, we did it. We made it, guys. Didn't think we were going to make it.
You're like, holy crap, I got 4 nights of the week that have freed up now. What happened?
What am I going to do?
Congratulations to my brother-in-law, David Kesterson, graduating from Perry McClure High School. Love you, buddy. So proud of you. Trenton's last day of kindergarten in Christiansburg. Radford last day, June 3rd. This teacher is ready. Jameson graduating from Christiansburg High School tomorrow. So shout out to all y'all. And Antoine already blanket congratulated all you for your graduation.
Yes.
So I don't have to do it again.
Oh, and I need to shout out, in case they're listening, Veda and Lexi. I met them at the Salem Red Sox game last night.
Okay.
They did a TikTok dance for me and everything. Veda goes to East Salem. Lexi goes to some school in Montgomery County. Mm-hmm. Can't remember it now, but
and
shout
Maggie
out to them. They're my best friends.
Right. And Maggie's
Maggie.
Walking with a limp. So there you go. Blow your mind.
The K92 Morning Thing blows your mind.
Only just a second. You're going to beg for this guy to come steal your lawnmower, but what are we talking about? Oh, you have the stupid umbrella.
I have a very stupid umbrella.
Uh-huh.
All right. So I have an umbrella that's being sold by Gucci and Adidas.
Okay.
And Adidas, you know, the shoe company, the sports apparel.
Hey, and it's a $1,300 umbrella. Adidas. Say it that way.
Adidas. So the umbrella costs
$1,300.
$1,300. You know, I'm glad you asked. What was so special about it? This umbrella is not waterproof.
But it's an umbrella.
Nope.
Uh-huh.
This umbrella.
It's supposed to protect you from the rain and from getting wet.
Mm-hmm.
As it says, Gucci states, this umbrella is meant for sun protection or decorative use.
Oh.
And it is not waterproof. If you subject your umbrella to rain, it will be destroyed.
So it's what, going to like disintegrate? Like
It's
$1,300 though?
$1,300.
Okay, so
I'm pulling up a picture of it.
This is not an umbrella then. It's a parasol. Okay. We know what that is.
But somebody will buy it.
Here's a picture. Oh, I mean, it looks good. It looks expensive.
It does look good.
But yeah, $1,300. Well, they're rounding up. It's only $1,290 before taxes.
Okay, well, before taxes.
Yeah, before taxes.
No, you'll be all right. You see that woman walking around Roanoke with the big umbrella?
She's going to get like three. Umbrella lady's got like three of them all at the same time.
It ain't Gucci.
Yep. Mm. And then, of course, as soon as it starts raining, you're like, my umbrella! Yeah. No! I'm telling you right now, you want this guy to steal your lawnmower.
Okay.
Because this guy stole the lawnmower, but you know what he did first? He mowed the lawn. Front and back. He mowed the backyard at this person's house, mowed the front yard, and then left with the mower.
Well, he mowed?
I mean, he mowed your lawn.
He did mow it, at least.
Yeah.
And he got caught, so he got the lawnmower back. You know?
Yeah, will you bring it back in 2 weeks? Can we do this again?
Yeah.
So did he just want to, maybe he was trying to, that was his hustle. That was his side hustle, and his lawnmower just died out. So he said, I'm going to borrow this. I'll cut your
lawn. Yeah, maybe he was going to bring it back.
That was payment.
Well, or maybe what it is sort of he takes your lawnmower on consignment. So until you pay back, then he comes and he returns again.
I figured he's just mowing lawns down the block. He said, okay, $30 a piece. And, you know.
If somebody committed to mowing my lawn every like 10 days or whatever, I would purchase the lawnmower. Like, hey, just come back. Bring said lawnmower back, cut it, and then take it off with
you. Yeah, you get some of those chores in your life. Like, my basement is a disaster right now, and I really want it to be cleaned out, and I really want it to be livable. I am to the point where if you want to come clear out my basement and look nice, nice and everything, you can live in it. Just live there. Like, it's fine. I don't care.
You're
the one who set it up. You have to be okay with the fact that a bunch of 10-year-old boys who smell bad come down and play MLB The Show whenever they feel like it, and there's going to be Cheez-It dust all over the place. But outside, it's your house now, yeah. Man. Just let me know how it goes. I'll put the door back on. Everything will be fine.
K92, Miss Monica's Hot List. Number 3.
Remember that guy, Isaiah Lee, the guy that attacked Dave Chappelle while he was on stage?
I didn't know him by name. Okay. I only knew him as the guy that attacked
Dave Chappelle. Well, he has a name now. Because at first they were going to say, hey, he's just going to let him off the hook. It kind of felt like that anyway.
I did.
Yeah, well, now he's facing attempted murder charges for trying to murder his roommate.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it looks like he may be going to jail just for, you know, different reasons.
Okay, good. I mean, is that enough for a pattern of behavior with this guy?
He tried to stab his roommate back in December.
I saw it was interesting
that
the security company, I mean, they're a huge security company, so, you know, it's a numbers game partially, but they were the same security company for the Dave Chappelle show as the Astroworld
thing. Yeah, I did see that.
And the Las Vegas shooting that happened also.
Yep.
Yeah.
Not good.
No, not good.
Number 2.
Well, I'll tell you what is good. Zach, you love gummies. You love gummy bears.
Yes.
Well, now they have the human centipede gummy candy.
Oh, great.
Yep. They have managed to 3D print some gummies.
Monica, stop making me so hungry this morning. Good grief.
But you can have gummy bears, gummy sharks, but why not have the human centipede?
I saw it. It's so stupid.
It is stupid.
And the person put like a stick between all three of them. Well, you have to. Exactly. Mm-hmm. So they can all walk together.
Wow. Yeah, so there you go.
See, and Antoine, we sit here and wonder, like, what do you do with a 3D printer anyway?
That's what you do.
That's what you do.
Exactly. Waste your time.
Yes. Duh.
Number 1.
And then baby news, because congrats to Ed Sheeran and his wife, Cherry, because they had their second baby. I forget that he even had one. But he has one little girl named Lyrica, and then he has the second baby girl. So
yeah, I mean, I don't think we know the name yet, because I didn't even know she was pregnant.
Yeah, it's kind of quiet.
I'm really surprised. That wasn't the baby news I expected you to talk about.
I have that.
Because
the breaking baby news.
And shared. Yeah. Okay. Cool. Whatever.
Rihanna and ASAP Rocky had their baby boy yesterday.
Talk about the lady.
Yes.
So I don't think we have a name on that baby.
No. We just know it's
just
a boy.
Just know that it's a boy.
Okay. Yeah. Then we're just gonna call him ASAP Baby.
Yeah.
He's part of the ASAP posse, so might as well.
Yeah, first baby for the two.
All right, congratulations. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, for Ed Sheeran, second baby, who cares?
Exactly, whatever. He's making music. He's relevant.
Been there, done that. Get out of here. But now it feels weekendy up in here with your happy hour triple play. We're rolling on now. Spelling rapper names, hip-hop spelling bee. It's a hip-hop spelling bee. The hip-hop spelling bee.
Say what?
I said the hip-hop spelling bee. The hip-hop spelling bee.
Shoot up.
Today's gonna be too freaking hot. And sweaty butt crack gonna happen a lot. So grab your baby powder and listen to me as we play the hip-hop spelling bee.
Yes, today is definitely a multiple shower kind of day.
Today and tomorrow, it's
bathe
just that
multiple times, please.
You have that warmth.
Yes.
To your body. This, that.
See, I already take like 2 or 3 showers a day anyway, depending on the gym and how sweaty I am.
But see, you're doing it because of the gym. I'm just talking about existing now.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And it's that kind of heat where I just need to.
Today, you don't need to go to the gym to sweat. You just need to sneeze.
Emergency deodorant on deck. What I realized is that I have like 4 different places that I have like emergency deodorant just in case.
I know, I've used them all before. So thank you for that, Antoine. We appreciate it. The hip-hop spelling bee is ready to play now.
Round 1.
As Antoine and Monica try to spell out them rappers. I just give you a rapper, and then you spell it for me. You get it wrong, your opponent has a chance to steal. Antoine, ye of the emergency deodorant, would you like to go first or second in the game?
I would like to go first.
Okay. Antoine, first up in round 1. Please spell concept. Concept.
Concept.
The rapper concept. How does one spell concept?
I'm just going to spell it the good old way. Concept. C-O-N-C-E-P-T. Concept.
Well, it's the battle way.
That means you're wrong.
Sorry, incorrect. Okay. Monica Brooks, your chance to steal in the hip-hop spelling bee. Please spell concept.
Concept. I'm going K-O-N-C-E-P-T.
Mm.
Concept.
I can see that.
So the newfangled way of spelling concept is?
Oh, yes.
Concept with a K. There it is. Point for Monica in round 1. And now her question in round 1, her rapper. Please spell mind flip.
Mind flip.
Mind flip.
Okay. All right, I'm going to mind flip.
Good, because that's the one you have to spell.
M-I-N-D-F-L-I-P-P. Mind flip.
Mind flip.
Oh, you know what? You didn't say... Okay. Okay, I'm sticking with that anyway. I said it. So, mind flip.
Nope, sorry.
That means you're
and you'd
wrong.
Be right. I didn't say mind flip.
Yeah.
Nothing like that at all. So, nope, that is incorrect. Antoine, your chance to steal. Mind flip.
All right, well, I'm going to pick up where Monica was about to leave off. Mind flip. M-I-N-D-F-L-I-P. Mind flip.
Is...
Correct.
Correct. There's your mind flip right there. And I was not, for the record, going to let her go back on her
I was wondering. I was wondering.
And I wasn't going to because I said I already said it.
Because you can't do it on ESPN. You can't go back once you say it.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Jeopardy, whatever comes out your mouth. Yeah, that's what it is. We're all tied up as we move to
round two.
Round two of the Hip Hop Spelling Bee. Antoine Terrell, your host of the Binge Watch Weekend in just a few minutes. Please spell Mars. Mars.
Mars.
Mars.
All right. Well, I'm going to go Mars. M-A-R-Z. Mars.
That means you're wrong.
Sorry. That is not how you spell Mars. Monica Brooks, your chance to steal. Mars.
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 Okay, so Mars, M-A-R-Z-Z. Mars.
There it
Correct.
Is. Yep, M-A-R-Z-Z. Okay. You are in the lead 2-1. Here's yours.
Oh, boy.
You get it right, you win. You get it wrong, Antoine has a chance to steal. Please spell Money Mar.
Money Mar, not Mars. Money
Mar.
Couldn't afford disease.
He didn't. He had no Z's. He's done with them.
Money Mar.
Money Mar.
Okay, Money Mar, I think is M-O-N-E-Y-M-A-R-R. Money Mar.
Money Mar is...
Yes!
The house it. Look at that!
You beat me bad today.
And what they do.
And they say that.
Oh, that's what
they do. And they say that. Because all I do is
win.
And if you go in here, put your hands in the air.
Make them stay down.
She beat your butt good today.
She got me good. Hey.
Like you can't sit down for an hour because your butt's sore from that one.
I got like one pity point.
That was it. Nothing
good
else.
Game,
didn't even deserve
Bruce.
It.
You all are right. Victorious in the game. The Binge Watch Weekend is next. He's a loser at this, but he is the winner of that. Your host, Antoine Terrell, that's coming up next on The Thing.
Antoine's Binge Watch Weekend.
It's almost like I'm rushing to 5 o'clock on a Friday. I mean, why would anyone want to do that?
Bring
you
on the weekend.
You are just pushing it.
Who knows?
All right, well, this weekend, it's going to be a little warm out there.
Oh, God.
A little warm just and little toasty. Bit.
Can we just have Antoine's air conditioner weekend? Let's do that instead.
So if you find yourself in the house for a little bit to cool off, I'm going to give you a couple things that you can watch this weekend.
All right.
So the first thing, HBO Max, one of the greatest comedians of all time. George Carlin.
Carrot Top? I thought you were going to say Carrot Top. What?
May his soul rest in peace. George Carlin, he has a documentary on HBO Max called George Carlin's American Dream. It's just basically them talking, other comedians, other people in his life, just talking about the impact that George Carlin made on them as a comedian.
Yeah. And it's definitely, this would be a situation where he's old.
Yeah.
I mean, he's been passed away for God, at least 20 years now, I think. But he's legendary comedian. One of the probably innovators of comedy and kind of going there that a lot of people didn't necessarily do.
George Carlin was known to push the envelope. He died in 2008. So it's going on 14 years now.
Okay.
It'll be 14 years in June. But he is just your comedian's favorite comedian.
Yes,
that's the best way to describe him.
If you like stand-up comedy, everybody who's big now owes something to this guy. He's worth learning about and going back in the day when it was, him and Richard Pryor and,
exactly.
and all them. So that's HBO Max.
So
is
that's
that one?
George Carlin's American Dream on HBO Max. On Netflix, a movie that I love because we were talking about Matthew McConaughey not too long ago. They turned it into a show. It's called The Lincoln Lawyer.
It's on Netflix.
It's one of my favorite movies of all time.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Just because of the type of lawyer Matthew McConaughey was in a movie. And so they've turned that into a series to where it's not Matthew McConaughey, but the lawyer is playing the same character. This actor is playing the same character, and it's a new law case like every episode.
You know, Lincoln Lawyer is one of those ones where I am 99% sure that I watched it.
Yeah.
And I have 0% recollection of the movie outside of Lawyer. I don't remember anything else.
I know, I watched it the same way.
But he's a charming lawyer that works pretty much out of the back of his Lincoln. Lincoln Lawyer.
Wait, is that the one where like Samuel L. Jackson is in jail and he's wrongly jailed and Matthew Damn it.
No. It is not.
No.
But I think Matthew McConaughey was in that one,
I think
too.
He was, too, yeah.
See, I saw something.
Yeah, but
with Matthew McConaughey.
Lawyer. This is one where Matthew McConaughey, the Lincoln lawyer, doesn't really love to defend guilty people.
Gotcha.
He wants to know the truth from the jump, and then he tries to figure out. It's just so much fun. It's a great court show.
So he's sort of like lawyer meets detective, all in one sort of thing, and champion for the underdog as well.
So that's The Lincoln Lawyer on Netflix. Yes, on Netflix. And also on Netflix, a movie that I haven't seen, but I need to watch to set up next week's Binge Watch Weekend, where I'm going to talk about Top Gun Maverick.
The original
Top Gun starring Tom Cruise is currently on Netflix. So you need to watch that to get prepared for the sequel that finally comes out next Friday.
And that is one I don't think I've ever actually seen Top Gun.
I was thinking that too.
I've never seen a clip of it. I've only the song Danger Zone. That's the only thing I know about it.
I
see Tom Cruise running. I feel like he's just running and jumping in every movie.
They're all playing volleyball with no shirts on. Mm-hmm. That's what everyone remembers from Top Gun. So, yeah, I mean, think of it as this, I can tell you. It's Fast and Furious with planes.
It's in the air.
Yep,
yeah.
That's really what it is.
And it came out, 26 years. No.
86 years ago.
86 years ago. And Tom Cruise looks identical for some reason.
But from everything I heard about Top Gun Maverick, which comes out next Friday, is that movie is amazing. So I want to go in picking up everything that they're putting down based off of the original.
Well, and what it is, too, especially with the current one, with the current technologies, is Tom Cruise, I mean, he's a weird dude. But what he is intense when it comes to making movies and doing his own stunts and making sure that everything is accurate. And I mean, every actor had to take fighter pilot aviation training. Yeah. I mean, they're in these jets. They're doing this stuff. It's not stunt doubly kinds of things. So it is kind of cool with how intense he is. So you can get the original now.
Yep.
Get yourself ready. So you think, I don't know anything about this movie. Well, now you do.
So to run it down real quick, on HBO Max, we have George Carlin's American Dream. On Netflix, we have The Lincoln Lawyer, the series, not the movie. And on Netflix, the original Top Gun to prepare you for Top Gun Maverick next weekend.
It's the K92 Morning Thanks.
Yeah.
Most viral.
Well, we're dead. We died.
It was a good run.
It was. We had a good run.
I thought you had a good run.
It was about time, you know.
Oh, was it?
No, I mean, I felt good about it.
You know, they said go out on top, but I figure if you go out like on the middle, it's fine too.
I'm just gonna go out. Yep, I'm just gonna go out.
There is a website that will generate funeral songs for you. So it's like, what is the song that'll play at your funeral? I don't like mine. Mine's dumb.
I don't necessarily love mine.
I don't like yours either.
But I appreciate it.
I don't know mine.
Because it gives you a song based off of how you answer questions. Mm-hmm. Like one of those BuzzFeed kind of quizzes.
Right. But and it so also I had felt... no real like personal information to be given away, nor did you have to enter your name or a profile, just to be clear, because I won't answer any of those quizzes.
Oh, no.
Because they steal all of your personal information. It was just, do you want, what's your favorite color, and do you want everyone to be crying or a celebration of life?
What do you want them to wear?
Yeah, all sorts of stuff. So, Antoine, you put all of yours in.
Yes, I did.
And you got?
I have Hello by Adele.
Kind of creepy, actually.
Well, I'm from the other side.
Hello.
I'm literally on the other side of life.
Me.
Crap, is that Antoine?
Hey, Antoine.
It's Sweezy.
No?
I was wondering if after all these years you'd like to meet.
No, we're good.
Do you want to meet?
No, go away. Ghost, we're done.
No, because we need to talk about everything. I need to apologize, I died. I broke your heart. I'm sorry. Yeah. Let's talk about it.
See, and then I was real mad at mine because, I put it in and I was very specific. Like, I wanted to be remembered as funny. And then I also said celebration of life. And I even said regular clothes for what you had to wear.
Yes.
So I'm trying to set this up for let's have some fun here. And I get this. How
do Oh, the sad is the sad.
I know.
Oh, man. It just kicks into sad.
Oh. I mean, like, Tennessee whiskey should come up at that point or something.
Oh, no.
Please.
The good times that made.
Oh my God!
I miss you, like just because that's the word laughing.
This
like,
was my.
It's raining.
This was my senior song.
Right.
Like they played it the last song at prom my senior year.
Oh, this. See, ain't nobody.
This is so sad.
That's very.
Now I just want to hug somebody.
Yeah. And you know what?
Somebody hug me now.
So here's the deal with Monica's, and I'll tell you exactly why it makes sense. It, somehow the AI. Managed to figure you out as a person.
You think so?
Yes, I know so because you typed all your stuff. What'd you get?
I got supermarket flowers. I'm like, what is that?
Yeah. So she got this song, which is a sad song. I forget. Like it's about his grandma dying or something. I think.
I don't know.
Ed Sheeran, supermarket.
Took the supermarket flowers from the windowsill.
Or it's about his mother.
Through the day old tea from the cup. Packed up the photo album Matthew had made.
This was legit sad.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you why it suits Monica so well.
That's why I was reading the lyrics.
Yep. I'm reading the lyrics.
I thought you were going
to
cry.
And what are the lyrics again? Just so we don't have to hear the whole song being said.
So I'll sing Hallelujah. You were an angel in the shape of my mom. When I fell down, you'd be there holding me up. Spread your wings as you go. And when God takes you back, we'll say Hallelujah.
So I'll tell you why this is perfect for you, Monica, because Monica Brooks, defiant individual, had to have. I mean, this is a random generator that comes up with like really popular songs people know. It was the one that we didn't have in our system. So there you are, ordering off menu as usual. We got a menu of 5 million items, and you had to special order a song.
Wait, I have to read another bar. Fluffed the pillows, made the bed, stacked the chairs up, folded your nightgowns neatly in a case. Oh my goodness.
Yep.
This one is sad. Monica, we miss you so much.
My gosh.
Old Lady Monica, dead and off menu, as always.
The K92 Morning Thing. Hear more at K92Radio.com.